Getting on with others. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Dial Healing Words. Getting on with others is a very wonderful and a very happy situation if we conduct ourselves right. Now, how do we go about conducting ourselves right? How do we go about living our life in such a way that we get on with others, that others are a joy in our life, others are a delight in our life? Well, there's only one answer, and that answer is getting on with ourselves. Now, if I like myself, I'm going to like others. If I like myself, if I enjoy my own company, I'm going to enjoy the company of others. If I find that I am a wonderful person to be with, I'm going to find that other people are wonderful people to be with. I sat and talked with a person the other day, and they were having some sort of distress. And as I talked to them, I told them, you know, you're wonderful. You're a beautiful person. You're a happy person. You're a sensitive person. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Well, come on now. Let's just change that and say you are a happy, sensitive, loving person. But I'm not, and I'm lying to myself, and I cannot lie to myself. Well, you're not lying to yourself. Can you imagine what it would be like to have an ice cream cone right now? Can you imagine what it'd be like just to be enjoying that ice cream cone and savoring the flavor, savoring the taste, savoring the coolness on your tongue and going down your throat just a little bit, not too much not to give you a headache, just to give you enough to enjoy? Well, that's what getting on with others is all about. You take down just enough into your system, into your enjoyment level, that makes you happy. Not too much that gives you a headache, but just enough to make you happy. Oh, I see, she said. I see. It's not really lying to yourself. It's using your imagination. It's using your thought. Yes, getting along with others is using our imagination. What do you expect out of getting along with others? What do you expect out of getting along with others? What do you think is going to come into your life from getting along with others? What do you think is going to come along in your life as you live with others and enjoy others and participate with others and enjoy the things that others are doing? What's going to happen in your life? Well, what's going to happen in your life is that you're going to be the happiest, most content, fulfilled person around because you set the level of ice cream that you're going to take down at one time and you're not going to give yourself a headache. You take just the level of happiness of getting along with others that you can tolerate in your being, in your system. So, you say, boy, that's a terrible guy. No. That's a nice guy. That guy has the same qualities in him that I do. That guy has the same eyes that I do, the same ears, nose, and all that good stuff, you know? And he's got the same tools to work with in his life like I do. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, it is such a wonderful thing. Such a happy thing. Such a content thing. Oh, yes, it is. Now, you keep talking to yourself like that, and pretty soon you start looking at everybody in your world, not just that other guy, everybody in your world, and you begin understanding them and appreciating them and delighting in them and getting along with them. And instead of looking for their unhappinesses or their distractions in life, you look for their distraction, their attractions. Now, a man and woman get married, and they think each other are wonderful, oh, so wonderful, so understanding, so considerate, so beautiful. Now, as the marriage goes on, and as the activity of the life goes on, the man and the woman begin to have other attitudes that they always had, but they kept hidden. And they say to themselves, oh, I don't like this in that person, I don't like this in him, and I don't like this in her. And right that minute is the time to renew your wedding vows in your heart, not to them or anybody else, in your heart. Say, I love that person because that person is just like me. That person's thoughtful, loving, kind. That person is gentle. And when I begin thinking about my spouse as that way, then they are. I begin finding those qualities in them that have always been there, but sort of got misplaced a little bit because I was thinking of my own unhappiness, and I was thinking of my own world and thinking of the things that were giving me a hard time. And as I thought of those things that gave me a hard time, what happened to me? I missed out on what was going on. I missed out on all of the happiness that was taking place in my world that I didn't even know about. And so then I began to look at my spouse, and I began to say, yeah, they're wonderful, they're thoughtful, they're kind, they're considerate, they're loving, they're gentle, they're, wow, yes, look, they did this for me, they did that for me, they did this because they knew that I liked doing that. They're just always doing such thoughtful things. And we get along with others when we start realizing that others are getting along with us too. Others are thinking wonderful thoughts about us. Others are thinking beautiful ideas about us and wishing us happiness and wishing us joy and wishing us peace. Well, that's the same thing we do for them. We get along with others in this world by having a joyful heart, by understanding what sort of world they're going through, what sort of conditions they're going through, what sort of lifestyle they're going through. And as we understand that, we begin to realize, hey, we're going through that same lifestyle. And you know, they're understanding us. They're gentling us. They're thinking about us. They're enjoying our life and our company and our world. They're pretty wonderful. And we're pretty wonderful too. And as we say these wonderful, beautiful things happen to us. Getting on with others is getting on first with ourselves. Getting on with others is getting on first with the most important person in the universe, and that's me. That's ourself. And as we get on with ourself, the rest of the world all takes care of itself, and we find it a very wonderful place to be. If you have any problems that you'd like to have someone talk to about, you'd like to have someone to share your thinking and offer you some positive, vital ideas about it, call Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. And when you dial our number, a practitioner will pick up the phone. You say to the practitioner, I would like you to work with me on enjoying better health, enjoying better relationships, and anything else that's in your heart. And the practitioner will say to you, that's what we're here for. Let's talk about it. And together, you talk about it, and you come to some wonderful conclusions that change your entire life, because now you realize you really are a wonderful person, you really are a good person, and you really are all that it takes to have a wonderful life. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. Just dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111, and a practitioner will greet you when you say, I would like a practitioner to work with me. And just know that the practitioner is always there just like I am. And just as I always am there for you, we always are there for you, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.